CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 8th of December. And here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. You can take part in the RSGB construction competition. There is a new edition of Radcom Basics has been published, and a busy week with GB24 YOTA hosted by many groups for YOTA month. During November, the RSGB used its Photo Friday feature on social media to highlight construction and practical skills. Photos included everything from construction clubs for newcomers to ground satellite repairs at university clubs. If these have left you feeling inspired and wanting to get creative, why not submit an entry to the Society's 2025 construction competition? There are six categories, including a new outreach category that gives entrants the opportunity to create a project that can be reproduced in a school or public environment. Whether you are a seasoned constructor, used to building your own projects, or a beginner looking to take your first steps in amateur radio construction, the RSGB would love to hear from you. Visit the RSGB website, rsgb.com/construction-competition. For full details of the competition and how to enter. For further inspiration, pick up a copy of the June edition of Radcom and turn to page 36 to view last year's entries. The November 2024 issue of Radcom Basics is now available on the RSGB website for members to read. The publication is aimed at new licensees or anyone who enjoys reading about fundamental principles behind the many facets of amateur radio. This issue includes part of How to Get On 40 Metres with a Small Suburban Garden, as well as articles on home construction and using repeaters. If you aren't one of the thousands of members who have done so already, you can subscribe to receive notifications about Radcom Basics via the RSGB membership portal. Log in and choose the Manage Preferences tab. To read the latest edition, go to rsgb.org/radcom-basics. The RSGB would like to congratulate everyone who operated GB24 YOTA last week. There was some brilliant activity on the air, including the Wick High School Radio Club, who had 12 student operators involved and inspired some to take their foundation license. If you missed talking to the group, you've got another chance to make a QSO with them today. Taking over tomorrow, Monday the 9th, is Hillerston Radio Society, which will be operating between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Cray Valley Radio Society will host the call sign after 5 p.m. The RSGB's National Radio Centre station, GB3RS, will be on the air with GB24 YOTA for the duration of Tuesday the 10th of December. NRC volunteers will also host youngsters from the 6th Bletchley Guides from 6 p.m. on that day, so do listen out and get on the air to make a QSO with this group. On Wednesday, the 11th, Hillerston Radio Society will be back on the air with the call sign for the second day. Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club will operate GB24 YOTA from 6 p.m. on Friday, the 13th of December. To finish the week, the RSGB's national radio station GB3RS will once again be on the air as it hosts the call sign over the weekend of the 14th and 15th of December. There are still operating spaces left if you'd like to get involved, but don't delay as GB24 YOTA is only operational until the end of this month. Go to rsgb.org/YOTA YOTA-month to find out more. The RSGB Contest Club recently announced that it's looking for volunteers to take part in the second Worldwide Award event taking place in January 2025. To be part of the team, you will need to be an RSGB member and hold a full license. QSOs can be made using SSB, CW and digital modes. Foundation or intermediate licensees can join in under supervision or take part in WWA as award chasers. To be part of the operating team, email contestclub@rsgbcc.org to register your interest. To find out more about the event, search RSGB Contest Club on the RSGB website and scroll down to the section titled Worldwide Award 2025. Poldhu Amateur Radio Club is celebrating the 123rd anniversary of the first radio transmission across the Atlantic in 1901. Visitors are invited to join members of the club at the Marconi Centre in Cornwall between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Thursday the 12th of December to learn how the location played a crucial part in the history of wireless communication. As part of the celebrations, radio amateurs will be operating on various radio bands throughout the day. If you'd like to operate as part of the event, email secretary@gb2gm.org. You can find full details of the anniversary celebrations on the club website via gb2gm.org. And now for details of rallies and events. The Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair is taking place today. The Sparkford Radio Rally is on Sunday the 29th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil. Doors are open to traders from 7:30 a.m. and from 9:30 a.m. to the public. Admission is £2. Refreshments and free parking will be available. For more information, please contact Luke via 07870 168 197 or email mike3victorhotelvictor@hotmail.co.uk. Looking ahead to events coming up next year, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally is taking place on the 26th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £3. Hot refreshments and ample free car parking will be available. The cost of tables is £10. To book, please contact Steve Burke, M5ZZZ, via 07777 699 069, or email mike5zulu@outlook.com. Now the special event news. Ian Astley, M0IAA, will be operating as GB1WH on Wednesday the 11th of December. The special event station is being run to support and promote the excellent work being done by Wakefield Hospice. To make a donation to the hospice or to hear more from Ian, visit qrz.com. The Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club is once again running the special call sign GB0MC until Thursday the 26th of December. The MC in the call sign stands for Merry Christmas. The club would like to invite everyone to call in to give them a hearty ho 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 and tell them what radio equipment you'd like from Santa this year. The club will also be live streaming on its YouTube channel. Special call sign Hotel Bravo 50 Victor Charlie is active until the 31st of December to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Swiss Air Amateur Radio Club, HV9VC. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. QSL cards will not be provided. You can download a certificate for working this special event station from tinyurl.com/HotelBravo50VictorCharlie-24. Now the DX news. Carl 20HPI is in London from Monday the 9th of December until Thursday the 12th of December and will be operating from a number of Parks on the Air locations each day. He will be active on 10 meters SSB. EQSL is preferred, or alternatively direct to the address on qrz.com. The Tango 4-6 Whiskey Team is active from Cuba until Tuesday the 10th of December. They will be active on the 160 to 6 metre bands. Parks on the Air activity is also expected from references Charlie Uniform 0292 and Charlie Uniform 0298. QSL via CO6QK or Logbook of the World. The Tango Oscar 9W team is active from St. Martin Island until the 13th of December. The IOTA reference is NA105. The members will operate on the 160 to 10 meter bands with a focus on the 40, 80 and 160 meter bands. QSL via W9ILY, Logbook of the World or Club Log OQRS. Mike, Victor 47 November Hotel, is active from St. Kitts and Nevis until the 17th of December. The IOTA reference is NA104. He will operate on the 40 to 10 meter bands and SSB. QSL via KC1NGS or Logbook of the World. The Victor Papa 2 Victor Mike Mike team is active from Enigada Island in the British Virgin Islands. There will be QRV in the 2024 ARRL 10 meter contest. Outside of the contest, between Monday the 9th of December and Tuesday the 17th of December, they will be QRV holiday style using the VP2V/home call. QSL via Logbook of the World, Bureau, OQRS or direct to KU9C. Full details via QRZ.com. Now the contest news. The UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon started at 0 hours UTC on Sunday the 1st of December and ends at 23:59 UTC on Friday the 31st of January next year. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange is signal report and locator. The ARRL 160 metre contest started on Friday the 6th of December and ends at 1600 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 metre band, the exchange is signal report for UK stations. US and the Canadian stations will also send their ARRL or RAC section number. Also taking place today, the RSGB 144 megs AFS contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 2 metre band, the exchange is signal report serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FN on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL 10-metre contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 14th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 15th of December. Using CW and phone on the 10-metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. United States, Canadian, Mexican stations will also send their state or province code. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 5th of December 2024. We had another week of high solar activity, but limited geomagnetic disturbances. This meant that the upper HF bands were playing ball all week. The KP index only exceeded 4 on one occasion on the 30th of November when it hit 4.67, but otherwise it has been low. And with a solar flux index mainly in the 180s, this allowed the upper HF bands to shine. The maximum usable frequency, MUF, over a 3,000 km path has been consistently over 35 megs during daylight hours. The MUF over 100 kilometres has also been more than 14 megs around midday, making 20 metres almost a local band at times, thanks to near-vertical incident skyway signals. If you've worked anyone in the UK on 20 metres, let us know. An approaching active region just off the east limb of the Sun was responsible for an M2.3 solar flare on the 4th of December, so perhaps increased solar activity is on the horizon. Next week, NOAA predicts the week will start with the solar flux index starting in the 180s, perhaps then increasing to 200 as the week progresses. An increased geomagnetic disturbance is forecast for the period of the 10th to the 13th of December, when the KP index could increase to 4. If this does come to fruition, we can expect MUS to drop until the storming is past. As always, keep an eye on propquest.co.uk for near real-time MUF figures and solarham.com for KP indices. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Meteor scatter is top of the list this coming week, with the big Geminids shower lasting throughout the month and peaking on Saturday the 14th of December, with a peak zenithal hourly rate, ZHR, of 150, is one of the most active and reliable of the annual showers. Other lesser meteor streams are also in play, so check the meteor scatter frequencies on 144, 50 and 70 megs, where Digimo's MSK 144 and FSK 441 will dominate activity. We've had another period of primarily unsettled weather for the lead into this weekend, with deep lows bringing heavy rain and perhaps some snow over northern hills. Watch out for very strong winds, with potentially damaging gales in places. By the time many of you hear this on Sunday the 8th of December, we will be midway through the main event, but hopefully your antennas have survived. The better news is that the first half of the week is dominated by high pressure, so this brings a chance to repair antennas and get some tropo time before a slow drift back to unsettled conditions in the second half of the week. For other modes, gigahertz band rain and snow scatter will be worth considering, especially over the weekend and again later in the week. Last Friday afternoon saw another big 50 megs F2 opening to North America, so continue to be vigilant if you're in the shack after lunch and the KP index is below 2. The solar conditions mean there is still a chance of aurora, although the sun has been a bit quieter recently. Some days the F0ES trace on PropQuest shows that weak sporadic E is still occurring. The moon's declination is rising again and going positive on Monday, with falling path losses as we approach perigee on Thursday. It's a good week for EME. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team. Next, the local news. Please note the details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the southwest, on Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. Contact is via bravovictoralpharomeosierra.org.uk. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Contact is via Sue, info@foxtrotromeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is Matt, 2E0FNT, phone 073-05-549-614. On Monday the 9th of December, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is having a club meeting at the Baptist Church Rooms, Shepton Mallet, at 7:30 p.m. Contact is Chris Levis, G6HIQ, Christopher Lima Alpha Victor India Sierra numeral 3 at gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie.org.uk or Dave, GSM BYN, on 07533 933 831. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30am. This Wednesday, 11th of December, Terry M0TJX will be presenting the annual review of the club's year. The club's Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8pm. More details are available from the club's website and Facebook pages. Contact is Terry M0TJX, Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie .UK, or on 07889208090. And on Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30pm. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8pm. Contact is via westonradiosociety@gmail.com. And for Wales, the next meeting of Aberdaron District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 20th of December at Herwine YMCA Hall, postcode CharlieFox.44, 9 Romeo Bravo, from 6pm. Contact is Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info@aberdareradio.club. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. The club is an approved RSGB examination centre. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Bury Amateur Radio Society is holding a club night at Sally Sports and Social Club, postcode CharlieFox.64, 5 Sierra Papa, from 7:30pm. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900560080. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the second and third Tuesday of the month in the upstairs room at the Bulwark Athletic Club, Matherne Road, Chepstow, postcode November Papa 16, 5 Juliet Tango, from 7:30pm. The next club night is on the 17th of December. The Society welcomes all radio users. Contact is via Gulf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, .co.uk. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm till 9pm at Hentless Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. To find out more, visit the club website at MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club or ring Ken Smith on 07411 595103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146EchoAlpha, at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. Contact is via Hotel, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7pm on Thursday. For more information, see Gulf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode CharlieFox.41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the Society can be found by visiting Gulf Whiskey 2 Fox.OscarFox.co.uk or ringing John GW4BUZ on 01443 432 542. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9pm at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot Quebec, located 5 minutes from junction 24 of the M4.
That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3. Have a good week from the GB2RS news team.